Hey Potter fans! Welcome to the Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. This is Eileen Jones, one of the editors of the Harry Potter Lexicon website. I solemnly swear that I am up to no good. First off, I need to use the Sonorous Charm to give a shout out to my friend, Kim. She was the one who shared this insight with my reread group and me. She provided the foundation, and I built upon it a little bit. But I did want to give credit where credit is due. So thanks, Kim. In Chapter 10 of Chamber of Secrets, entitled The Rogue Bludger, the actions of Draco and Harry during the Quidditch match mirror the storylines of Draco and Harry in this book. So here's a look at the Quidditch game. Draco bought his way onto the Slytherin Quidditch team using the privilege of his family. But during the game, he is so focused on making fun of Harry that he doesn't see that the win is within reach. The snitch is right above his ear. He lets his team down. Harry, on the other hand, faces adversity from the beginning of the match. His friends try to help and protect him, but in the end, he decides to face the Rogue Bludger alone. This results in his injury, but he still perseveres and wins the match for Gryffindor. Now let's look at the storylines of Draco and Harry in Chamber of Secrets. Draco is from a long line of Slytherins. His family has the diary and tries to use it to hatch a plan that will allow them to come out on top. Draco boasts about this knowledge, using it to scare others, making everyone think that he is the heir of Slytherin. He is so focused on making others, including Harry, miserable, that he never finds out who the real heir of Slytherin is, even though he is desperate to help them. The plan ends up being foiled, and Draco and his family, in particular his father, lose credibility. Harry had to deal with issues from the beginning of the book. Dobby's many tries to save his life and the plot happening at Hogwarts result in near expulsions, the hover charm in the flying car, and near deaths, the Rogue Bludger, the Forest and Aragog, and Diary Horcrux Tom Riddle and Basilisk Venom. He has his friends help along the way, but in the end he has to rescue Ginny and face Tom Riddle alone. His loyalty and bravery get him through this encounter, and he once again defeats Voldemort. That wraps up this Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. Want a great listening experience for this and all your podcasts? Give the Podbean app a try. They support us, and we're happy to support them. The link is in the show notes. And if you love deep diving into Potter canon, grab a portkey and head over to www.hp-lexicon.org. And please, don't forget to rate us on iTunes. Thanks for listening. Mischief managed.